Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You are tuned in to the highly dynamic, the most exciting, captivating and enthralling show, Connecting the Dots, with Frosty Wooldridge, your host this evening. We're talking about a big Tuesday evening, and I'm hopefully going to have on one of my favorite people in the whole wide world, not only a biker, but a trucker. And as you all know, this last Monday, we saw President Bush allow Mexican truckers to roam free into the United States of America in just about 60 days from now. And these Mexican truckers, as I said in the piece, American truckers screwed by Bush. You can see it on newswithviews.com. It's right up there, headlining on top of the flagpole. Hopefully we're going to have a guest on tonight, not only a trucker, but an American patriot. He's from Chicago, Illinois, and he has been raising all sorts of heck and Cain and everything else in between. Written a book, and the book I have read, it's The Angry White Male and the Horse He Rode In On. Let me tell you, it is quite a book. It's quite a history. It's about you and it's about me. His name is Rick Beseda, and this man really is outstanding. But before we get into the show here, I'm going to make sure that, in fact, I do have his number. It's 847. Oh, no, that's not it either. Well, I'm going to just have to wait till he calls in, and we're going to have a conversation with him concerning the American trucker screwed by Bush piece that was on the News with Views here on Monday. But in the meantime, if you have questions during the show, the last part of the show after the bottom of the hour, we'd like to call, have you call 1-800-313-9443, or you can email me at frostyw@juno.com. And ladies and gentlemen, as your host of Connecting the Dots, get your pencil and paper out there, because when Rick comes on, this guy is right on the top of everything, and he has his own radio station also. He's right in the middle of Chicago, which is the second largest illegal alien enclave in the United States. And, of course, they've got drug gangs, they've got gangs, they've got every kind of lawlessness you can imagine there in Chicago, and it is not your cup of tea. And the key here is that we're bringing this to you to make sure that you appreciate and understand what we're facing as a nation. Also, I want you to make sure that you check out newswithviews.com, Rents, American Daily, certainly all, even op-ed news, and you'll see the series titled The Next Added 100 Million Americans. And that title is now in its 23rd week. And each part of the series talks about the crises of adding 100 million people to the United States of America. And I'm just so amazed that everybody's sitting back complacently, the Congress, this president, and most of the American public, virtually all the American public, and have no clue, no understanding, and no appreciation for what another 100 million people are going to do to this country, especially since 70 million of them are going to come from immigration. And so this is Frosty Wooldridge. I'm your host here at Connecting the Dots. Hopefully we're going to get right back on board on the other side of this commercial. And thanks for joining us this evening, and we'll see you on the flip side of the commercial. Connecting the Dots, Frosty Wooldridge.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch. Deal.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to my favorite theme song, Clint Eastwood, in The Good, Bad, and the Ugly. And this evening, we're going to talk about some good, bad, and the ugly, because it's going to get ugly before it gets good, and it's definitely bad as it stands right now. And I really have an outstanding guest with you, and it's going to be quite enjoyable this evening. And first of all, he is the co-founder of the Chicago Minuteman Project. He is an esteemed columnist for the Federal Observer. You can go to thefederalobserver.com and you'll pick up his writing. He also hosts Perspectives on Our Heritage, The Angry White Male Hour, WJJG at 1530 a.m. in Chicago. And this man was out there last summer on the Paul Revere ride in Chicago and putting up with and defending the Paul Revere riders as they rolled through Chicago. And as we went to the Mexican consulate, there was a counter demonstration of a bunch of screaming maniacs. And it was really nice to have some of the top people in Chicago on our side. The Chicago police made sure that these illegal alien advocates did not have any ability other than to scream, shout, and raise all sorts of cane and of course, put out their signs. And one of the things that was really a pleasure for me is that Rick Beseda gave me a copy of his book, The Angry White Male and the Horse He Rode In On. And, of course, he's on his motorcycle. He, of course, rides a Harley-Davidson. And the book itself is almost like a history of America from the perspectives of a man that came and went into the United States Marine Corps, served his country, and then got out and started trucking and really started to see what was happening to the American landscape. And that's why I have made just a quick emergency call so he and I could talk about the fact that American truckers, 4 million plus American truckers, the ones that bring the nation the food, the cars, the clothes, the paper, the goods, everything that you do is really brought to your doorstep by truck. AP, UPI, you know, you got FedEx. I mean, nothing in this country it goes anywhere unless it's on a truck. And even if it goes by a train or a plane, it always goes to the truck. The truck delivers it to the store, delivers to your front door. America runs on trucks. And now you have a president who's now created a pilot program to allow Mexican truckers to come into this country and take over the jobs of American truckers. And these Mexicans, unfortunately, as I said, as a former trucker of over 24 summers on the road, 48 states and Canada, accident-free totally the whole time. And also was a trainer for truckers in Denver, Colorado. The Mexican truck drivers, unfortunately, have a sixth-grade education at the tops, and they have a cognitive thinking level of a sixth grader. And, of course, I've said in the piece, what do you think a sixth grader thinks about? He thinks about me, now, and maybe recess. And when these Mexican truckers get into our country, I am making a prophecy, if you will. I'm predicting that you're going to see some horrific crashes. You're going to see tremendous consequences, and we, the American people, are going to be the collateral damage. So it's with a great deal of pleasure that I bring on the show this evening Mr. Rick Beseda. Good evening, Rick. It's really a pleasure to have you on the on board tonight.
Hey, Brother Frosty. How you doing, my friend?
Yeah, I'm doing well, and yet every day I wake up, and it shows my own frustrations are that the United States President and this Congress somehow think up a new way to, as I said in the piece, screw the American public and the American working man and woman. And this latest thing with Bush bringing the Mexican drivers into this country, as I said in the piece, just shows you that pretty soon he'll show that these Mexican drivers will do the jobs that American truckers won't do.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Frosty, but everything is done by design. You know, and we've been watching this transpire over the last, since the 80s, since they came up, since Ronald Reagan came up with the dual language, everything was in Spanish.
Right.
Now, you know, we have the Patriot Act to keep the people quiet while they usurp our rights and usurp our Constitution. Now, they've been holding back these trucks since NAFTA. You know, they didn't want at first they wanted to send them here without inspections. Now, you know yourself as a former trucker, these trucking inspectors, it's a form of revenue. These guys are all over us. You know, they have regular days in the Chicago area. They got regular days. It's usually a Tuesday where they have the state police come out in force and they inspect the trucks. They're really not that safety conscious. It's just a form of revenue. They want to find the guys. You know, ever since they lifted the fuel subsidy on trucks, they're finding new ways of finding truckers to generate revenue for the states. This is one of them. Now, with these Mexican truckers coming here, you know that the they're doing it for the cheap labor. You know,
that's oh, exactly.
All it is. This pilot program, they said they're going to have 100 trucking companies. Now, I'm just wondering how many trucks they're going to generate. Is that going to be 100,000 trucks? You know, and the thing about it is they're going to come over here. You know yourself, your interstate authority allows you to pick up in one state and deliver in another. They're more than likely going to give these guys interstate authority, and they're going to be knocking small trucking businesses like my own out of the box because of the cheap labor.
Oh, well, there's no question about that, Rick. You go from interstate to intrastate, and you're going to have the kinds of consequences that happen to the small, hardware stores across this
yeah.
country, the mom and pop stores. With when Walmart came in here and really destroyed the small mom and pop stores across this country in so many areas. And now you're going to have interstate trucking allowed by these Mexican drivers. One of the things that I saw and I appreciate is that these truckers are from a third world country. They have a sixth grade education. That's the top. That's the average Mexican. As I said in the column, 63% illiteracy in Mexico is the illiteracy rate up there. That means they functionally can't read, write, or do any kind of math. Can you imagine what kind of a sixth-grade mind is going to do what kind of a safety check and then what kind of driving technique on the roads of America, certainly in our big cities and certainly during big storms or even a snowstorm? Does that kind of give you any kind of a shivers up your spine knowing that you've been trucking all these years?
Yeah, what it does to me is I can see my insurance rates going through the roof. It's, you know, it's bad enough that what they do, they raise the insurance rates by class. Even though your company has few accidents or no accidents, your rates are still going to get raised. Now, we know when these guys come here, there's going to be all types of accidents.
You and I both know it, don't we?
Right now, you know, for years, we've been the hub of the piggyback industry over here on the rails and the overseas containers.
Right.
And I've seen for the last, I wrote about it in my book, for the last 20 years, what you would have over here, you would have a Mexican driving with a new guy that he's breaking in. And then about 2-3 months later, you'd see the new guy driving with another new guy sitting in the seat next to him, and he's breaking him in. And they virtually took over the piggyback business. Now, what happened about 15 years ago, the Teamsters went on strike in the outfit that I was hauling for at the time. I've always had my own business, but when things got slow, I would do a little part-time work with the piggyback, with the rails, because I had a friend that was in that type of business. So what we seen when they went on strike was that the unions, they weren't taking any action. You know, they were allowing most of these Mexican truck drivers to go in and out of the rails. They weren't taking, you know, you join a union, you pay your union dues, and then you don't have the union represent you. I can't understand what's the matter with these unions. We have all this cheap labor coming in, and they're not backing their union members.
Is there a good reason for that? You know, look at Chicago right now. You're swamped with illegal aliens, and in the trades, in construction, in drywall, and painting, and roofing. I mean, there must be every Chicagoite or any trade, journeyman, they're out of a job right now, and you've got your Chicago's just swarming with illegal aliens. How much longer, and we know well over half of them work off the books, how much longer can we tolerate that or sustain that, knowing that the illegal aliens' kids go to our schools, simply use our hospitals for free, not for free, you and I pay for it, undercutting the IRS, undercutting our income taxes, you name it. I mean, it's a pileup, really.
Well, we can't go on too much longer like this, Frosty. And it's up to the American people to take action. You know, we got a little town over here by the name of Carpentersville. It's about 20 miles out of Chicago. And we've been trying to get the illegal aliens ordinances installed over there. So when it came to a vote about 3 months ago, about 3,000 illegal aliens showed up that were bussed in from the city by some of these illegal alien organizations.
Sure.
And they intimidated the mayor and some of the trustees, so they tabled a bill. And since that time, we've been very persistent, and we've been going back over there, and we had 287G implemented over there. So, you know, it just goes to show you, they're going to show up in force and intimidate you, but you have to be persistent and go back there, and you have to stand up to this intimidation. You know, these people aren't going to come over here and intimidate us. First of all, they don't even belong in this country.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, Russell Pierce out there in Phoenix, Arizona, one of the representatives in the Arizona Congress, he has been doing some incredible work on new bills and ordinances through the Arizona legislature. Of course, they've got 500,000 illegals in Arizona. It's costing every Arizona taxpayer over $1,000 per year. And you can see the same kind of things happening in Chicago. It's a matter of time before the number of illegals simply breaks the bank of all the taxpayers who are the ones that are really sustaining our infrastructure, sustaining our tax base, sustaining our roads and so forth. And at some point, something's got to give. And intimidation or not, American citizens simply have to stand up. Do you have any feeling of what, say, 3 months from now, when this thing is like a cancer, let's face it, you just said it, that one Mexican, and he shows the next Mexican, and then the next Mexican shows the next Mexican, and they just, like a cancer, start to grow. What do you see in the long term, 6 months, 12 months down the road from now?
Well, I would say probably within a year they're going to establish themselves in the Chicago area, and they're going to have big outfits just like J.B. Hunt or Snyder.
They are. Let me come back, Rick. We're going to be right back after this flip side of the commercial break. Folks, you're talking with Rick Pesteta. We'll be right back after this commercial break. Thanks for joining Frosty Wooldridge, Connecting the Dots.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Connecting the Dots. This is your host, Frosty Wooldridge, and this evening I've got quite a special guest, an All-American, a former U.S. Marine, a trucker, a writer, a co-founder of the Chicago Minutemen, and again, I would like to really recommend the book, The Angry White Male and the Horse He Rode In On. You'll see Rick Beseda's smiling face there on the Harley Davidson on the front cover, and it is one heck of a read. I laughed halfway, all the way, in the middle, in the front, in the back of that book. And what he gave was, it reminded me of a book called A Fortunate Life by a man back in Australia that just wrote his life story. And about 80 years old, he finally got the thing published and it became an instant bestseller. I think The Angry White Male and The Horse He Rode In On is the same kind of book. It just gives you a feeling from the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and the 90s about what has happened to America. And we're talking with the author right now, Rick Beseda. And one of the things you were talking about is what you see in the Chicago area. What do you see across the nation as this trucking fiasco starts to proliferate and starts taking away jobs from American truckers?
Well, Frosty, I've been limited to interstate. I just haul locally in the city. I've been off of the road for several years right now. But, you know, back in the late 80s, early 90s when I was on the road, we've seen a lot of this. You probably know yourself. We've seen a lot of crime and things being committed in the rest areas, in the truck stops. You know, before you can go to a truck stop, get a decent meal, park your truck, you didn't have to worry about it. In most states, you probably didn't even have to lock the doors.
Right.
Right now, you're getting stuck up in the parking lots, or you're getting ripped off by prostitutes, three-car money players. You know, a lot of these things are attributed to illegal aliens. You know, that's the source of their life. They didn't come here to... They're not all coming here to get the jobs that Americans won't do. And Americans aren't going to be doing any of these jobs because we really can't afford to do them at the wages that they're paying. You know, a lot of these people are coming over here smuggling things, and they're coming here to commit crimes. You know. And I like your music, but maybe you should work in Hang 'em High, because if these elected officials don't start acting right, maybe that's the message we have to send to Washington.
Yeah, we could change it to Hang 'em High.
As an object lesson against tyranny, you know?
Yeah, understood on that. There's no question. Now, one of the things that you're talking to, you know, the interstate, my prediction is this, is that as American truckers see their jobs being taken away, seeing those Mexican trucks flying the Mexican flags in the windows,
yeah,
and really coming into those truck stops, I'm seeing all sorts of confrontation that's going to turn to violence. Do you see anything like I see, or am I just up the creek here with my ears a little bit dry?
No, I agree with you there, but you know, that's not going to be just an isolated incident to the truck stops. I think it's going to happen all over America. I mean, they're putting us in a position where they want the American people to be obedient, and they want to give our benefits away to people that really don't deserve them. And it's just a matter of time before, you know, before the top blows off.
That's exactly it, because I don't care. If I was still trucking right now, and I was trucking up until 3 years ago. I mean, I was running single source live floor and doing asphalt. I also ran for Consolidated Freight. And, of course, for United Van Lines, Johnson Storage and Moving here in Denver, and also Corrigan Moving Systems with Paul Corrigan and David Corrigan, whom I still know and keep Christmas cards up with them there in Dearborn, Michigan, and Detroit. And Corrigan Moving Systems, one of the finest companies in the United States. I was honored to ride and drive and work for them for all those years. And then the 5 years with Johnson Storage and Moving out here in Denver. And the fact is, the quality and the drivers and the work and the help, all top drawer. And now it's all being undermined. And I guarantee you, if I was getting my job undermined back then like they're going to start doing it now, I guarantee you, I'm a big dude, and I would start boxing some ears in. I'd start responding. That's just the way it is. And I know there's a lot more other more passionate guys out there that are going to really stand tall, and I see some kind of confrontation coming, and not just a few incidents. I see a whole bunch of incidents coming at us.
Yeah, it could very well be. I mean, let's face it, everything moves by truck, you know. As a matter of fact, I believe that we ought to start deporting them by truck. I got three rigs I can donate.
You know, on that column that I wrote on Monday, I've had, hundreds of emails have come in on that, and truckers all over the nation, they've posted the piece all over the place, sent it out to owner-operator, independent trucker, American trucker, and so forth.
Yeah.
I just hope that enough truckers get together and start organizing on this thing and just say, hey, enough of this, we're not going to put up with it. And that's what we need to do. You know, now jumping a little bit, you said let's load up your freight boxes with a bunch of illegals and take them back on down to the border. There's actually a new story in the Denver Post that they're starting to lock them up for 6 months, and so it's starting to slow the flow down. You're now the co-founder of the Chicago Minuteman Project. What's happening with the Minuteman Project there in Chicago area?
Well, I find it very ironic that you mentioned that. I just heard on the news today they made a sweep last week, arrested 29 illegal immigrants, and they're holding them for deportation. Yet they didn't arrest Elvira Arellano, the fugitive that's holed up in the St. Alberto's Church on Division Street over here.
Always can't figure that out. Rick, we're going to be right back on this side,
buddy,
of the commercial break. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Connecting the Dots with Frosty Wooldridge and my special guest this evening, Rick Beseda. We'll see you on the other side of the commercial.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know.
know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today, because you can handle the truth.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Connecting the Dots with Frosty Wooldridge this evening, and we have, of course, a special guest. And again, I want to really tout his book, Angry White Male and the Horse He Rode In On. You'll find yourself laughing, you'll find yourself crying, you'll find yourself living the American dream, because this man has been through so much. He has done so much. He has been a patriot, a U.S. Marine. He's served. He's fought, he's talked, he's written, he certainly writes for the Federal Observer. He is a radio talk show host on the Angry White Male Hour, WJJG, 1530 AM Chicago. And he really stands up where most people sit down or are afraid to make a move. Now, one of the things that he's involved in, of course, is the Chicago Minuteman Project, but he also understands what's happening down there in the border. You know, one thing, Rick, the Border Patrol and the two, Campion and Ramos, got themselves completely thrown in jail over some bogus charges and so forth. And of course, the kind of corruption a la Johnny Sutton, prosecutor down there. What do you suppose is going on, and why is it continuing, and why aren't American citizens really reacting with greater fervor?
Well, they should be. Because that's strictly a matter of that injustice never should have happened. And today, with the indictment, with the sentencing of Scooter Libby, this guy was convicted, one of the White House staff, you know, that just gives more credence to what's going on in this corrupt White House. I believe it was drug money. This guy, Johnny Sutton, was involved. I don't know if you're familiar with the House of Death down in Juarez.
Oh, yeah.
He gave a drug smuggler down there, he gave him immunity because they had a... an informant in with this gang down in Juarez, and there was a house down there that they were bringing some of their people to that were holding out money, and they were torturing them and murdering them. I believe the ICE informant was, he committed a couple murders himself, But the guy that he was working for, this drug dealer down there, his name is Santillan Tarbaz. Sutton gave him immunity because they didn't want the case to come to trial that would have shown complicity with our government. So this is the kind of guy we're dealing with. The guy's a rat. He's a stone punk. He's been with Bush for about 15 years, ever since Bush was the governor of Texas.
Right.
And I believe he sits on the board with Alberto Gonzalez right now, and he was on Bush's transition team. So it's one little family over there that are probably dealing in drugs. You know, a lot of that drug money, I'm sure, is finding its way into some of these political campaign funds. And that's what it's about. Why didn't these guys arrest that drug smuggler? Not only that, this guy brought drugs in after they granted him immunity. While the trial was going on, they busted him again, and they didn't arrest him because they didn't want any of the evidence coming out during the trial to sway the jury.
Right. Oh, yeah. I know that. Again, my brother being a police officer, and you met Howard.
Yeah.
He's just shaking his head every day because he knows what's going down out there. And this Johnny Sutton guy is probably one of the people that ought to be thrown in jail and take the place of Campion and Ramos.
You're exactly right. This guy should be sitting in the fudge farm right now getting punked.
Yeah.
I hope it happens. We need a congressional investigation. As a matter of fact, I called in a little early, and I caught the end of Jeff Bennett's show.
He's
the editor of the Federal Observer. I write for him. And he was talking about a letter that Danny Smith sent to him asking House Speaker Pelosi for a congressional investigation. So and the funny part about it is none of the congressmen from Arizona signed on to it. I believe there was 40 or 50 congressmen that signed on to the bill. The same thing with Duncan Hunter's bill, House Bill 563. It's mostly, I believe they got about 88 Republicans that signed on to it and only two Democrats. So the people have to get after their congressmen, and they have to tell them to sign on to these bills. H.R. 563, and there's another one by Virgil Good out of Virginia.
Virginia, right.
North American Union. Now, we can connect the dots. What's going to happen here, they want to build that superhighway and try to impose a North America Union, which joins Mexico, the United States, and Canada together. And we're going to lose not only the truck-driving jobs, but the longshoreman and the dock worker jobs, too, because all these overseas containers are going to come in through Mexico, be trucked all the way up into Kansas, and we're even going to build them a customs office in Canada at the United States taxpayer expense, and it's going to be the sovereign property of Mexico, you know.
And one of the things I can't understand about that is they're having a customs office in Kansas.
Right.
I mean, between Nuevo Laredo and Kansas, you got some big miles, and anything can happen. It really astounds me that that kind of charade is going on. And what most Americans don't understand, this North American Union thing is moving right along with this Trans-Canada-Texas corridor right now, and this thing is going to just become a freeway for anyone to come into this country unstopped, unchecked, a free reign. Third world massive hordes of immigrants, whether legal or illegal, taking jobs away from American citizens in every arena and every area. Rick, I'm going to stop just for a second here. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're appreciating this conversation, it's about you. It's about American truckers. It's about American jobs. Give us a call here and ask a question. It's 1-800-313-9443. And we'll take your call and ask a question, and just Rick will give you some answers from his perspective right there in Chicago, in the middle of it. And that's one of the things that we're facing. Big cities like Chicago, they've got the crime, they got the rapes, they got the killings, they got the murders, they got the drunken drivers, they got the schools overrun, they got hospitals being overrun, and it's like a cancer just growing in a big American city, and it's no longer an American city. It's an enclave for all these illegal aliens, much like, of course, Miami, much like Phoenix, Dallas. You got the same thing in Houston, of course, L.A. And try to go to New York these days. It's no longer an American city. You don't understand anybody because no one's speaking English. And the fact is, these are the third world poverty stricken, but we're going to get another 70 million of them as we add this next 100 million Americans to this country. And if anybody doesn't understand those, just a question, Rick. How come folks out there don't understand that this invasion is going to add 100 million people to this country and put us really out of our ability to feed water, sustain ourselves, our infrastructure. Why is it the American public doesn't understand what adding 100 million people to this country is going to do to us, especially when 70 million of them will be from third world countries?
Well, Frosty, because this globalist government has accomplished this mission of dumbing down the American people. You know, it's apathy, and people are afraid to be called a racist. You know, I've heard politicians tell me, well, what do you want me to be called a racist? And I tell them, yeah, I don't care what they call you. Illegal is illegal. Don't you understand the law? If you don't understand the law, you shouldn't be serving in public office, you know? But that's the problem that we're having over here, trying to get these people to come out to our rallies and to our protests. Now, we hooked up with Danny Smith from the American Freedom Riders.
Yeah.
We're having, we're part of the contingent that's having rallies, weekly rallies. Our designated date is the second Saturday of every month. We're having one this week. And we're also going to protest the Bank of America. And Fox News, which just signed some type of alliance with La Raza. They want to do specials on La Raza, the race. You know, now if they wanted to do a special on the American Freedom Riders or Frosty Wooldridge or any other Caucasian group of people, what do you think the media would be saying? They would be calling us a bunch of racists or Nazis, you know. But when it's done with La Raza, the race, the only organization out there that calls itself the race, which is discriminatory towards all the other citizens of this country, nothing is said about it. These politicians are neutered. The American people are neutered. They defanged us. The people are afraid of losing things, and it's time that you have to stand to protect your liberty. No doubt about it, folks. You got to get out there. There's nothing wrong with trying to stand to secure your own liberty. Nobody else is going to do it for you. The government's not going to do it. They prove it on a daily basis. They're taking things from us every day.
Oh, they sure do. And now, you in Chicago, how can people get a hold of you, your organization right there in Chicago or the Chicago area, or just ask questions of you? What kind of contacts and websites can they go to, Rick?
Well, they can go to the Chicago Minuteman Project website. It's www.chicagominutemanproject.com. They can call me 773-771-3927. And they could check with Minuteman Midwest. I believe their website is www.minutemanmidwest.com.
All right.
Websites will have all of our current events. Like I say, we're having one this Saturday. The illegal immigrants are starting with their series of events also on Saturday the 10th. So we'll be in close proximity with them when we protest the Bank of America and have our rally for the Border Patrol agents. But, it's, you know, these guys are well-organized. They're getting all kinds of money from the big corporations and even our government. You have a lot of government agencies that are contributing to these to MLDEF, to La Raza, to a lot of these front groups that are pumping money into the little gangs and in the lesser immigrant groups.
Oh, it's true. Meacha and Lulac and Churla and La Raza. And let me just share this with you, ladies and gentlemen. When Rick says that La Raza is racist, that you can go right to their website. I think it's Azatlan.com or Azatlan.org. And it says, for the Hispanic race, everything. Anyone outside the race, nothing. Unquote.
Yep.
And if that isn't the most racist organization in the United States of America, I don't know what is. Could you give that phone number out just one more time a little slowly so that people can get that pencil and paper down and make sure they can contact you in the Chicago area if they need be?
773-771-3927.
Outstanding. I think we have a listener on board right now, Rick. Do we have, I think it's Jim from Texas with a question. Welcome to the show this evening, Jim. I guess we don't have that caller. Thomas, do we have any other callers that are waiting to, because there was Jim waiting from Texas to call in, and I guess that's not happening. Ladies and gentlemen, if you can and you want, ask some questions here, because this man knows what's going on, has all the information he can share with you and help you in the Chicago area. 1-800-313-9443. Or if you can, you want, you can email me, frostyw@juno.com. Any other any other events that are coming up this spring in the Chicago area? I'm going to be meeting you on June, 14th, 15th, 16th in Washington, D.C.
Yes.
For the...
Let Freedom Ring America.
Right, Let Freedom Ring America.
As a matter of fact, I just talked to Melissa Gardner this evening. She's one of the organizers.
Right.
And she's going to be on my show tomorrow afternoon in the Chicago area. But she says she has about 20,000 people signed up already, so that's good news.
And that's real good news.
For a $50 donation, I guess we got to pay for the porta potties. So for a $50 donation, you can get a porta potty with dedicated to the congressman or president. Or I'm going to get one. My good buddy Ernesto Derbez in Mexico there, the interior secretary. So they'll put his name on it, and, you know. So I think that's a pretty good deal.
I'd say that's quite, this is a Bush porta potty. This is a Dick Cheney porta potty. This is a Condoleezza Rice porta potty.
I was watching Lou Dobbs tonight. They had one of our favorite guys on there, Congressman Luis Gutierrez, and he said he's in favor of a fence as long as it's around Lou Dobbs and the Minutemen.
So, yeah,
needless
right.
to say, when we get done with this rally Saturday, I believe our next event is going to be at Congressman Gutierrez's office. And it's right around the church where their Elvira Arellano is held up. And we can stop off over there and pay our respects over there. The unique part about this, Frosty, is the minister of that church, Pastor Coleman, is an old-time activist. He's from the Coleman Lamp Factory. The guy's actually a millionaire.
Yeah,
he pawns himself off as a poor preacher, and his wife runs one of the Sinflantes, one of the illegal alien organizations in the city here. So there's some real beauties over there in that building.
Well, I'm sure of that, and that one illegal alien lady. Now she's not so innocent. She's been deported twice now. The one that's hung up in the church.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. She was deported several years ago. She went back to Mexico, came back in this country, had an anchor baby, you know, and she's exploiting this kid. And the ironic part about it is, if you recall, the big deal they made after 9-1-1 about federalizing the airport security.
Right.
She was working at O'Hare Airport. That's where she got busted the first time. So she was working over there cleaning airplanes. They spent all this money and changed all types of laws to federalize the security force at the airports, and here they have illegal aliens working right in their inner circle, right in the midst of them. So,
uh-huh.
Yeah, she was deported. She was using a phony Social Security card, and she had other fraudulent identification, which she should have got at least 5 years for. They didn't give her any time. They deported her, and she's held up in this church. She's taken sanctuary in the church, which is illegal. Like I say, I don't understand. They arrested 29 illegals last week, yet they didn't get her or this Pastor Coleman, you know, for aiding and abetting and harboring an illegal alien.
That's right. It's a federal law, and it's punishable by 5 years in prison, I believe.
Yes, it is. Minimum.
Minimum. Yeah, exactly.
And not only that, I seen a video recently. As a matter of fact, this girl did a document. She was doing a documentary film, and she came in the radio studio and filmed me for a little bit, but most of it had to do with Elvira Arellano. And there's another illegal alien living with her, and this illegal alien has a boyfriend, and the girl was filming him driving a car, going to his job, and he was telling her while he's driving the car how hard it is to work in Chicago because he can't get a driver's license while he's driving the automobile. Unbelievable. These things are happening. Nobody does anything about it. I don't understand these politicians. You know, we have to get on these politicians. We've got to put a little fear in them, Frosty. These people cannot represent us if they're breaking the law, and that's what they're doing. They're aiding and abetting illegal aliens. For some reason, they think that every other law applies to American citizens except that law. That can be broken, and they can break it, you know.
And they break it prolifically. I mean, between 80 and 90% of all the hit-and-run accidents here in Denver are committed by, guess what? Guess who?
Yeah, I know.
Illegal aliens. There's just no regard for the law. There's a two-tiered level of justice because of the sanctuary policies. And I think Chicago's got the sanctuary policy where
yes, it does.
There's no way to...
Chicago has a sanctuary policy. Now, some moronic county commissioners want to make Cook County a sanctuary county. Cook County is probably the biggest county in the United States, I believe. Well, maybe L.A. County is. It's probably the second biggest county.
Uh-huh.
Actually, it's the biggest county in the state of Illinois. They want to make it a sanctuary county. So
no, yeah, my curiosity, Rick, curiosity on this side of the... When the schools are being completely inundated and crime is screaming out, well, folks, we got a little break here. This is Frosty Wooldridge with Rick Beseda from Chicago. You're listening to Connecting the Dots. Hopefully you are connecting the dots. We'll be right back after this commercial break. Thanks for joining us. Your host, Frosty Wooldridge.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Connecting the Dots, and we have got Art from Maryland, a trucker. And, Art, you got a comment here for Rick? Come on board.
How you doing, Frosty?
Pleasure, sir.
Well, as I told, I am an owner-operator, and I've been trying to tell a lot of the guys out here on the East Coast what's coming and what it's going to do to our industry here. I mean, I try to tell them we have the power to stop this.
Yes, you do. You've got the power, like, within a week.
We have the power to stop this and dead cold, but I can't make them realize just what this is going to do to us. And now I never even thought about these guys getting intrastate authority. That's going to kill this industry so quick. But these guys say, oh, well, we can't afford to strike. And I'm thinking, you can't afford not to.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Art. And the fact is, you could shut down the United States of America within 5 days if you stopped the trucks. If all the truckers out there, independents, right on down the line, guaranteed, this country and George Bush would rescind that order immediately and stop any kind of Mexican truckers from coming across.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I remember my dad drove truck in the 80s, and they had a strike back then. And those guys honored it. And the ones that didn't, I'm sorry to say, but they got bricks through their windshields, a radiator shot out. They stopped all the trucks.
Unfortunately, that was back in the old days when the Teamsters were strong. Back in 65, we had a strike in Chicago. If you didn't have a sticker on the bumper of your truck, these guys would actually pull you out of the truck and beat you right in the middle of the street. Those days are long gone. When we pulled a strike about 10 years ago at the railroads, they told us it was, the union said it was for informational purposes only. So, you know, these guys are talking out of both sides of their mouth. They're cohabitating with illegal aliens and big business.
How important this is to take notice of what's going on. I mean, don't get me wrong, I try to educate them on various subjects, but hey, we're all going to be looking for jobs soon.
Yeah, we really are, Art. Have you got any ideas, Art, any kind of an idea that you think could mushroom across the trucking industry, across the interstate with the truckers out there? I mean, come on, we know everybody's on the CB, everybody's listening to everybody else, chat rooms on the Internet. What can we do? What can you do? Some ideas that you can bring to this.
Well, Frost, I'm going to go home and get your article you posted on News with Views. And I'm going to make copies of that and start handing them out.
Sounds good. Yeah, put it into the chat rooms, put it in the message boards, get it out across. I've already submitted it to American Trucker. I submitted it to owner-operator, independent truckers, the whole thing. But the fact is, truckers have got to get together on this thing because either they're going to lose their butts now or they're going to lose them later. It's not going to make any difference because once you get 10,000, you get 50,000, you get 100,000 truckers. You have to realize there are 20 million illegal aliens in this country, and about 12 million of them are Mexicans. And they're not going to slow down either. They're going to keep on a coming.
Yeah.
And so we take action now, or we're going to lose.
Well, Frosty, like I said, everything is done by design. Look at these fuel prices. Guys like me can barely afford to operate our equipment with this high fuel price.
Yeah.
But, you know, guys like me and Art, we go home at night. We go home to our families. You know, we're trying to live the American dream. We have nice houses, you know, we have families, and these guys here, they live in their trucks.
Exactly.
That's their houses. They come here and they live in their trucks. They can work for as cheap as they
want. Art, thanks for calling. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Connecting the Dots. It's been a real pleasure. We've had Rick Beseda, the author of Angry White Male and The Horse He Rode In On. Thank you very much, Rick. It's been an honor and a pleasure, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you on Thursday with Connecting the Dots. This is your host, Frosty Wooldridge. Thanks for joining us this evening. It's been a pleasure. And for all you truckers out there, stand tall. Take action. Don't sit back. Don't wait, because this thing is coming, and you have got to be the front line of defense for America. I urge all truck drivers and all truck driving families in the trucking industry to get up, take action, stand tall. Make sure that you are part of the solution and not the complaint. Thanks for joining us. This is Frosty Wooldridge with Connecting the Dots. Good evening. Have a great rest of the week.